What's your vent today?
I'm going out with this girl. We've been dating like 2 years now, right? And she comes up to me. She's like, hey, what if we get married?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, what? Why? What is it with girls now? All right. They have to get married. Why can't we just live together and call it a day?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why do I have to buy a ring, get her a dress, get her a, have this big fancy wedding and waste like $10,000 of my hard-earned money?
I know. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
What is it with women? Always looking for that. Gosh, Maggie, what is it with you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dating for years?
I feel like he's just, like this happens to him often. I really don't think so.
Every woman that spends any time with him is like, why won't you marry me? And he's like, for crying out loud. Stop trying to marry him. Don't tie him down. He cannot be tamed. He is a wild horse. Do not try to break a wild horse. They run free forever. Some text events, Rat.
Quite a few different ones coming in already. Somebody saying, basically, when other people try and tell you how to live your life and judge you based on the decisions you make, people who don't flush the toilet in public bathrooms, do you think I want to see your floaties? Ugh. Also, when somebody says, what's with tables at restaurants that are next to or in the direct line of view of the restrooms? I don't want to look at and think about people going to the bathroom while I eat. Ugh, don't sit me there.
I don't know if this was intentional or not. Maybe it was just like they accidentally hit this button. But in the text that says floaties in it, they hashtagged it. Like, I don't want to see your hashtag floaties. I like that now Twitter hashtags have found their way into our text messages. Hmm. I'm going to hashtag everything I post today. Hashtag floaties, by the way. And that'll be fun. Your vent's at 237 hits, or you can text them into 35270. Wake
up! The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero Rat and Maggie. Wake me up. Y94.
The vent line is open at 237 hits. You can text 35270. Y94 is the number one hit music station with the Playhouse. What's your vent today?
I'm so tired of my mom always getting mad at me when I go out. She's always wondering what I'm doing and where I'm going and who I'm with. I'm 18 years old, and I don't need my mom to be in my business all the time, and I just can't stand it anymore.
Yeah, mom, get up out of my business. What's your vent today?
All right, why is it that teenage daughters think that they're smarter than their mothers? I mean, I've gone through all this before, and she still argues with me on a daily basis that she knows this and she knows that, and it just me off.
Anyone else feel like a family just called into that line?
That awkward moment when your mom and daughter call into the same station.
We are family. I got all my sisters with me. We are family.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Awesome. Beck, is everyone going?
Y94.
Morning and 45 degrees in the valley. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Zero Rat Maggie. Today in Fargo, Moorhead, going to be mostly sunny with a high around 70 degrees. Now, that credit card cash out this morning, we gave away $400 to Angie, and we would love to give you some free money from our boss's wallet. If it was from our wallet, you'd win like $2.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the big boss, so we're able to give you a little bit more money. $720, $1120, $220, and $420. As when we play the credit card cash out right here on Y94. All the details, you find those on the internet. You load up, one of those machines that gets the internet, and then you type Y94.com, and it connects to, I think, space or wherever the internet is, heaven perhaps, and it just puts everything there on your computer machine. Isn't that nice? A pretty fun little invention there. Y94.com. I want to grab those last couple of events. Rat the texted ones, please.
I am tired of people who think they are adults when they are actually still childish. I mean, really, it's time to grow up and take care of yourself. Treat people how you want to be treated. And if you have a problem, learn how to say it to my face rather than my Facebook. I mean, come on. People who read out loud what they're typing in an email or letter. When my wife eats in our bed, and the next thing I know, I'm rolling around in crumbs, and they're all over my legs. TV shows and commercial ads with ringing doorbells or phones, which makes you think the sound is coming from your house and gets your dog barking like crazy at the door. Hate it.
You ever have the ding-dong at the door, it's Domino's commercial play, and then like 30 seconds later, the doorbell rings and it's Domino's? You just feel like you fell into this. It was crazy.
It's magical.
You think you're part of the commercial. You really do. And nothing is more irritating than when you're waiting for somebody to come to your door and the doorbell rings on the TV. Pizza's, pizza's not here. Your vent today. Hello, your vent today. Hi.
But there's so many freaking douches in Fargo.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Thank you. I don't think I even asked. Maggie, you have a vent today.
I want to vent about my own laziness. Because I've known about the Mudman 5K for months,
yeah.
And I never did anything about
it. And how are you doing today after having done the Mudman on Saturday?
I can barely move. Your body hurts everywhere.
Yeah, my body hurts when I go up a flight of stairs, so yeah. I can totally relate.
Yes.
Rat, you got a vent today.
My vent, and it doesn't even make sense, and I have no idea why it angers me so much. People who park the wrong way on the side of the street. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when they're facing the other way. I don't know why. I have a neighbor in my neighborhood that does that, and it just drives me insane.
I want to vent about the self-proclaimed neighborhood patrol that goes around whining about how other people park their cars.
He really is turning into the grumpy old man.
I
know.
I haven't got to the point of writing the little letter on their windshield, but I've thought about it.
You are about 2 years away from, get off my lawn! Should you be wearing a helmet, little boy? You're this close.
Where are your parents?
Capital City, safe and sound in a couple of minutes. The loser line, check that again. And Maggie the Love Doctor, going to put a stethoscope to your relationship.
The Morning Playhouse.
Oh, God.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
This is just so brutal. And yet I can't look away.
Y94.